in that they feel that incentive-type programs are something that may work to deal with the underair problem.
Mr. Chairman, again, let me stress that this is not a strictly, in a traditional sense, regulatory program. Rather, what it does is it establishes labeling requirements so that people who are purchasing products may make choices that are informed choices rather than buy a product that they find that they have problems with later.
Okay.
Carpeting is probably one of the most key pieces. John, what are some of the other?
Well, Mr. Chairman, there might be paints and certain household cleaners that could be also labeled, and probably there are products that are available that would be low indoor air polluting, and they might be purchased in a higher quantity if the public
John,
knew.
Are these federal funds on a grant basis?
Yes, they are, Mr. Chairman.
They're competitive, so we've applied. Yes. Have we received word that we'll receive the money?
No, Mr. Chairman. I believe the grant awards will be in August or September, and there are a lot of people competing for this money, as I understand.
So the E-Board could approve the other funds expenditure limitation?
Yes.
Clearly, the expenditure limitation could be placed. Technically, we are also required to be able to have authority to be able to apply for and receive funding without regard to the issue of expenditure.
You need specific direction in this budget to apply for and receive the funding prior to obtaining the expenditure limitation?
I think that's right.
Now, that can be accomplished in the budget narrative, is that correct?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Okay. It could be.
And that could be controlled by the E-Board. The E-Board could reject receipt of the federal money.
Right.
And thereby reject the particular activity.
Yes. However, if the action, which I think contemplated at least in part, we would have to withdraw even our application if the decision was made to say not to proceed.
Okay.
We're under a call.
Okay. We're going to recess. Our House members are under a call. We will stay around. And could you guys come down?
Yeah, we'll
come. Thanks.
We'll come right after we're done.
Okay. So we recess for 2 minutes.
What time is it?
10:30.
Okay.
So that's section one.
Lines 19 and 20.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, is lines 19 and 20 of the bill.
A engrossed?
Yeah.
Okay, what about lines 15 and 16?
Mr. Chairman, it would be ideal to have the wording that would expand our ability to use the fees for all the purposes that we need them for. What is urgent to us are the first lines we indicated to you.
19 and 20. Okay, how about page 2?
Mr. Chairman?
Yeah.
I do recall in testimony, Lydia, that I think Lydia was ARI asking that if lines 15 and 16 were included, that there be an exclusion for litigation related to a challenge to the permit once it was issued. Is that?
Yes.
Would you discuss that, please?
Mr. Chairman Kay, I believe that the concern would be that if someone were issued a permit by DEQ and they wanted to appeal it, that we would use their money to pay for our lawyer to defend our decision, and so they wanted that once an appeal has been filed, that the fee would not be used to by the department in contest with their appeal. That would also include contest when you go to court, but it would be from any point forward from the date an appeal was filed through whatever court action might occur.
So that would be on line 16 after these expenses may include legal expenses, and then we would add new language, except legal expenses related to...
Subsequent to an appeal.
Except legal expenses subsequent.
Yeah.
Don't confuse me now.
All right.
To an appeal. To an appeal. By
just
Chairman, maybe the best language is only appearing on lines 25 through 27. And if that language were pulled up, that may be the best language.
Okay, good. These expenses shall not include the cost incurred in defending a decision of either the director or the commission against appeals or legal challenges.
In other words, you can't pay them for your own. They shouldn't have to pay for both the prosecution and the defense.
What if they lose?
Novel.
Why don't we just have prevailing party?
Make sure that we aren't misleading you that in that regard that the if there were a third party who appealed, this would equally apply. So it is not just the prosecution.
Okay. We'll make the motion to insert that in line 16 after the word expenses. These expenses may... No, actually, it should be on line 18 after permit period. That's where it appropriately goes.
That's correct, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, I'll make that motion when we get a board member. Page 23. This has the non-point source fee authorization language. But there's many other things also here. Is that correct? Or is section sub 6 and sub 7 only authorizing the non-point source fee? So we can... If we decide to fund this with general fund, we would strike all of this language?
This section is section 401 relating to the $120,000. Section 7 is the non-point TMDL $100,000.
Okay.
Two different fees.
Okay, then let's look at 6 first, sub 6. Section 401 again is permitting? That's a TMDL. Process.
No.
No? That's permitting.
Mr. Chairman, under section sub 6 there, it is for the certification that is conducted under section 401 of the Clean Water Act, where the department is requested to certify that a permit that is being applied for under the Federal Clean Water Act to the Corps of Engineers, that activity will be in compliance with the state's water quality program.
Okay.
And this is for fill and removal type of activities for... building bridges, riprap, any activity that will be in conjunction with the a water course and the potential of getting material in that water course.
This would also be for hydro projects? In-stream hydro? Or?
The hydro under 401 is already included in this part of our...
Okay, so this has no new impact on hydro?
No, sir.
Okay. Okay, and this will be on a permitted basis, or when the permit comes in, the fee would be charged, so it would be relatively easy to quantify the fee in relation to the permit. How is the fee levied?
Mr. Chairman, the fee could be levied when the application for certification came in. They're specific to the activity the person's requesting. Mr. Chairman, we have provided to you language which could be substituted that would define specific fees that is not in the current legislation.
Have you provided that to me?
Oh, I'm sorry.
I don't think we do have that.
The current legislation calls for the Environmental Quality Commission to adopt by rule the fees. An alternative that would specify the amount of the fees that could be inserted instead in the bill is before you now.
This is the major minor complex.
Yes.
Where is major minor complex? Is it? I had a hard time with trying to get through the subjective nature of minor major complex. Have a hard time with that, featuring it, what it means, how it works. It is subjective in some respects.
I'll try to respond to that, Senator. The department receives, within the 401 certification program, we receive requests to look at activities that include riprap activities, where somebody's going to put some rock work on a stream. In a minor sense, if it's 10, 15 feet, that type of thing, it's a minor type of activity. If somebody's working on the Willamette where they're going to cover several hundred yards of the Willamette with a large riprap and activity, that's more of a major activity. So as we get these in, the staff looks at those, identifies how much of the activity is going to occur, and it separates those out into a minor activity or a major activity in terms of its impact on the environment, looking at the land being covered. A minor fill in terms of wetlands might be just a couple square feet of a wetland fill, whereas we're looking at large developments, large industrial developments or housing developments that might be cover several acres, 20, 30, 40, 60 acres along a wetland. That would be a major activity and move into the complex sites as we start looking at these very large 40, 50 acre wetlands and looking at whether or not there's a TMDL in that particular area that we might have to also calculate TMDL activities. Most of our activities in this area, as you'll see, is a majority of those that we receive are minor activities. These are
well, Mr. Chairman, if I were doing something that I thought was major and you thought it was complex, there would be a 2,400% difference between the two. That's a pretty steep jump from 100 to 2,500.
Mr. Chairman, so
I'd have to feel pretty confident that what I was doing was of such, you know, fairly cosmic magnitude that it would $2,500 would be a small or de minimis amount of the entire project cost.
Senator Kearns, we would expect the Environmental Quality Commission to define more completely what these categories meant with public participation and of those people who might be affected. It also, the fee would reflect better the amount of effort the department has to put into those activities.
Is the revenue you want to raise still $120,000 on sub 6?
Yes.
That is correct.
Okay, because the numbers you gave K would generate more than $120,000, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, about 100, it would generate about
$220,000. Senator, in the bottom part of that page there, what we're trying to do is get the estimates, the outside estimates.
The outside?
In the complex sites, we don't necessarily receive the major complex ones that will go over that. It was just to give ranges in there as to what we...
Okay. Well, you know what? If we funded this with general fund, you'd probably save a lot of staff time trying to figure out what's major, minor, what's complex.
Yeah.
Shall we follow Thoreau's injunction and simplify? You want general fund?
No.
Mr. Chairman,
as I see a couple of folks in the audience
smiling.
Mr. Chairman, it would seem to us that obviously whatever you choose to be able to do, we will obviously accept. In the area of 401 certifications, though, there is a more clearly lineup between activities that people want benefit that they want our certification from, and our activity. And we're trying to be able to relate them. In terms of the level of activity that we're performing.
That's clear. There's clearly a relationship, although it would take some work to figure out what the appropriate charge is.
But Mr. Chairman,
but I'm just not sure we can achieve three votes, and that's the problem. We're under handicap.
Yeah.
Well, if you've got about 900 of these permits, and at $100 a piece, it's $90,000, it may be better to divide them somehow between in two classes, and get rid of that $2,500 step, and you know something on the order of you know 35 and 150, or 40 and 150, or something like that, so that they're estimating 720. Get $28,800 out of the $720 at $40 a piece, and the $160, they can end up $24,000 at $150. So what's that between the two? $28,000 and $24,000, $52,000, $62,000 or something like that. About halfway there. About half of it could be fee supported. Without getting that kind of or some other kind of variation on that that takes out the $2,500 step. And you don't want to take the $25 fee and take it up to the point where somebody's doing 15 or 20 yards of work, says, hey, wait a minute, you're clobbering me here for this. This is really stupid. I called you up and told you I was doing this. Now you say thank you and come out and clobber me with a fee. Don't want to do that. Same time, you know, I think people will come unglued if we get $2,500 based on somebody's subjective kind of analysis of what's major and what's complex. So, a complex project is always simple in comparison to something else, more even greater.
Chairman, Senator Kerr, I certainly do agree with you that the issue of perception relative to the use of a large fee, $2,500 or higher, because we have cost recovery if it is over that level. We find very few of these projects, but when we do, it is clear that the project is big enough that this is not an issue for them. Columbia South Shore is a very good example. We spent about 2 months worth of activity at somewhere probably around $8,000 just of our staff time, direct staff time to deal with it. But I also understand the uncertainty that perception can give us.
Yeah. You've got enough in there.
There's no quorum.
Well, does it make sense, the kind of suggestion we're making as far as... I don't disagree that the bigs ought to pay when we identify them, and I don't want to let them off, and I don't want to use general fund to backfill if we can take it out of their pockets if they're doing big projects and it's, you know, of economic, you know, direct economic value to them, and the fee would be a, you know, fairly de minimis in relationship to the total project cost. I'm not disagreeing with you on that. I mean, your problem is trying to find the verbiage to describe, you know, how high is up.
Yeah, it's okay.
No,
I guess we're kind of at ease here. Well, negotiations continue.
Do you think,
I like it.
Do you think we're better off to have one fee? Difficulty. I mean, do we divide between the 25 and 100 in a way of having, in a sense, the same problem? It just is. It's a $75 misunderstanding, rather than a.
I think you get in less trouble with a $75 or $100 misunderstanding. If it were me, I would make the. I would make it something like. $25, $35, $40, something like that, and then, you know, $100, $100 and a quarter, $100, no more than $150 for the rest, and get you about halfway. I mean, I would have no problem sending you out of here, letting you define what the complex is. But don't you think it would make me run into trouble with that?
I think certainly I'm more.
I think there would be some people waiting to end as you were saying. $2,500. You know, you give the grand prize for having the largest fee for anything. I'm sure there's some character here waiting to.
That's going to be at the governor's ID.
Give you that.
The words will be given at the governor's ID fair.
Oh, okay. The largest fee.
Yeah, most obnoxious fee schedule.
Yes.
Okay. How about, since we don't have other members here, let's go to this page, which Kay has for us, and we at least will gain the benefit of her thinking on the end game scenario for the DEQ budget.
It is included in the
No, you don't have it yet.
The Senate had a third session on Saturday. We spent most of our Saturday in Salem voting on bills. The House chose not to do that, so they're having fourth session this morning, which is why I'm out
there. We should have gone home and we rolled into the garage and found they weren't here. I thought June 15th was... Well, Mr. Chairman, I thought June 15th was Speaker Campbell's sign he died. Target date night when I came to the garage on Saturday and saw no House members were here. I thought maybe they'd sign it out. As well as they simply were dogging it that day.
They're playing golf.
No doubt. Going to the OSHA.
The House is not going home until this budget comes out. And the board members who are absent, the less that budget will come out. We're on record, yes. Okay, we're on record.
Mr. Chairman, this, Senator Cairns, this piece of paper is a fungibility analysis of all of the reductions that have been made in the budget. So programs that are dedicated, like the $20, that's not a good example. The HISRAF funds, for example, are not fungible. The state revolving fund funds are not fungible. So this is an effort to take those federal funds and other funds that are fungible, can be mixed and matched within programs, to say how much savings there are in total. If you take the, you've got shown for the general fund $1.7 million after the co-chair's assessment. To get a comparable figure on total funds, you need to carry that 232 over to the right-hand column and subtract it from the 27. And what you get is total fungible resources of $2,530,000. This was prepared at our request by DEQ, and I asked them to look at a number of issues for potential expenditures of the 2.5. They could be for items that have been identified by the subcommittee, and as you will see, if you go down to 4, 5, and 6, you will see there that there's potential for using it for Senate Bill 330. Mm-hmm. The Willamette River Study, $400,000. Second year of the Columbia River Study, $200,000. But then I asked them also to look at ending balances. And in the water quality section, there are very marginal ending balances. And then I also asked them to look at what could be done to reduce some of the fees. And so these are their priorities, their options for your consideration, including the three that have already been identified and discussed by the subcommittee. And I would like to ask Pete to go through the fee issues and the ending balance issues.
Okay, well, Pete, before you do that, let me make sure I understand. Okay, so we have 2.5 million total fungible resources, which 1.7 is general fund up at the top.
Correct.
And the options are to reduce the air permit fee increase, to utilize ending balances.
To restore other ending balances in the water quality program.
Okay. To reduce the municipal permit fee increase. To substitute general fund for the fees in Senate Bill 330, to fund the Willamette River Study, to fund the Columbia River Bi-State Study, and reduce solid waste permit fee. Where's the solid waste permit fee? That's in, is that in the base budget, or is that in one of our bills?
Not in one of the bills.
It's not in one of the bills. Base budget.
This would be a
package
108, which deals with pretreatment and sludge.
Okay.
I believe. Is that right?
This would be the solid waste program permit fee increase.
Okay. Well, let's start at one. Pete.
All right. Pete Dalk, Management Services, DEQ. Option number one is a review of where we are with the requested, as presented in the governor's recommended budget, air permit fee increase of $1.7 million. If we look at the reductions that have been made to this point, there have been some reductions that would, in essence, reduce expenditures off of the fee as budgeted and reduce it off of the federal air grant as budgeted. Those two together, the $150,657, the $171,762 figure, would give us a revised fee increase for air permit fees of $1,377,000. That would reduce the budgeted fee increase from 213% to 172%. As you recall, that fee is paid by the source dischargers based on the SIC code category that they would fall into.
Now, where is the air permit fee? Is that in 2175?
Chairman Hill, that is in decision package 110 in the AIR program, and it's for existing workload, existing positions. If you recall, we were not asking...
Okay, that's the one that Representative Minnis had difficulty with. Okay, and any questions on that? Let's go to the second one.
The second option is in the water program area. There were some reductions again in the other funds and federal funds area. In reviewing what we had for ending balances, you'll see we had budgeting ending balances off of the municipal industrial fees of just under $80,000, federal funds just under $50,000. We would feel that the savings of $148,000 on fees at $257,000 on federal funds would give us ending balances that could then be used for salary adjustments in the biennium. Whereas
during the biennium.
During the biennium.
You currently have nothing tucked away for salary adjustments? Your vacancy experience wouldn't be adequate? We haven't talked about salary adjustments.
Mr. Chairman, this is not for the merit increases. The budget is built to cover merit increases, but this would be for the COLAs that would be negotiated or in the process of being negotiated. We have calculated that roughly, given the general fund appropriation and what it's intended to cover, about an 8% figure would be close to being adequate for salary adjustment for the other fund and federal funded positions. This budget simply came in without a provision, adequate provision for salary adjustment costs.
Is this the only portion of the DEQ budget that is not adequate for salary adjustment costs?
In our review, this is the area where we did not budget adequately. The other areas we are adequately funded.
Chairman, also just maybe as we go by on the federal funds, as you know, we have a multiplicity of federal fund in this area. We are unclear, without going back to each and every one of the grants, how much fungibility we have. There is some flexibility, but there is limited flexibility also. So that 306 is unclear whether we could, I mean, it is not clearly totally fungible by the nature of the federal grants that are there. So the ability to pull it into certain other things is probably prohibited, possibly into some other things. And again, you have to go back to specific language in each of the specific grants.
Okay. Okay, let's go to number three.
Number three is an option to look at the water quality municipal permit fee increase budgeted at $936,000. That represents an 87% average fee increase. This option is presented from the standpoint of an increase that was approved by the EQC and reviewed by the emergency board during the current biennium. If we were to reduce water quality permit fee increases, industrial versus municipal, we feel that municipal would probably be the more likely and equitable area to look, since the industrial fees have not been increased for some time. So there's a question mark here indicating that this is a $936,000 increase, 87% average, could be reduced by using some of the general fund here.
Okay, keep going.
Number four, I believe, Chairman, you just discussed that.
That's familiar. That's
number five is the Willamette.
That's our match.
River study.
That's the match.
Senator Yee.
This is the Senator Yee piece.
Right, Senator Yee piece, but it's the match. It's to fill in the gap in that funding package. There's private money in that funding package.
Yes.
Yeah. And then the bi-state study, I think we're familiar with.
Okay.
The number seven item.
Number seven is reduced solid waste permit fees. The increase is budgeted at just over $1 million. There are some savings that have been identified by the committee. They would reduce the fee increase to almost $931,000. That would represent an average fee increase of 106%. This does not consider the action that was taken on Senate Bill 66, which would generate an additional $287,500 from this fee. Again, the fees paid by the solid waste facility permittees. So what we have dealt with here is just what is remaining in the budget exclusive of the action on Senate Bill 66.
That would be, Mr. Chairman, the $287,000 of the add-on fee that they're talking about.
So we'd reduce the 930 by $287,500.
You've added back
you've
to
added
that.
Onto it.
Added onto
so
it.
So it would be 937.72 plus $287,500.
Okay, the seven options above, and total options for use of the general fund. Reductions total.
Mr. Chairman, the way
we you're not suggesting a specific reduction in air permit fee for general funds yet, or the water quality permit fee, or the solid waste permit fee. Those are unknowns.
Well, Mr. Chairman, what they have done is they have taken the other federal fund savings and applied those back as fee reductions, and they have left open for you the question of whether you would want to use the general fund for those purposes. Obviously, this adds up to more money than's on the list, but there are options to look at. Where you determine fees are the most sensitive, or where you determine